Israelis to hang in there as negotiations continue for the release of their loved ones by Hamas. CBS's Linda Kenyon's at the White House.
He was asked whether there was any news on the release of the Israeli hostages.
I've been talking with people involved every single day. I believe it's going to happen, but...
saying he's talking with world leaders every day, and he believes it will happen.
CBS's Remy Innocencio's in Jerusalem. He says some could be freed soon.
The militant group says it's ready to release up to 70 women and children hostages in exchange for a five-day ceasefire. Gaza's humanitarian crisis is only deepening, with its health system collapsing. Israel said it started a transfer of its own incubators to Al-Shifa, asking for a reliable mediating party to help.
Thousands of people are marching today in Washington to support Israel. CBS's Christina Ruffini is there.
Security is, of course, very high for obvious reasons, and one of them is the people that are expected here. Both the minority and majority leader of the House, Israeli president, is expected to be here, as well as celebrities you might know, like Deborah Messing and folks like that. The rally has three stated purposes. It's on our credentials here. It says to march for Israel, to free hostages, and against anti-Semitism.
On Capitol Hill, House Speaker Mike Johnson is defending his two-tier stopgap spending proposal.
It's going to change the way we've done this. We have broken the fever. We are not going to have a massive omnibus spending bill right before Christmas. That is a gift to the American people, because that is no way to legislate. It is not good stewardship. It's the reason we're in so much debt.
The House is set to vote on it later today. Meantime, things are a little tense there.
We can be two consenting adults. We can finish it here.
Okay, that's fine. Perfect.
You want to do it now?
I'd love to do it right now.
Well, stand your butt up then.
You stand your butt up.
Oh, hold on. Big guy. Oh, stop it.
Vermont's Bernie Sanders had to break up a fight between Oklahoma Senator Mark Wayne Mullen and Teamsters leader Sean O'Brien during a labor hearing today. It follows months of feuding and trash talk on social media. And then there was a physical fight. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Tennessee Republican Tim Burchett tells CBS News he was punched in the kidney in a sucker punch by former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Mr. Burchett of Tennessee was one of eight Republicans who voted to oust him earlier this year.
In Ohio, a fatal highway crash involving children.
A charter bus carrying students to a state school board meeting was rear-ended by a tractor-trailer truck on I-70 east of Columbus, Ohio. The truck, the back of the bus, and an SUV caught fire. At least three people were killed and 15 others were hurt.
CBS's Jim Krasula. On Wall Street, the Dow's up about 500 points. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Be a part of the resistance. Check out The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson, Monday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR, and on the Civic Media app.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Wednesday, November 15th. The City of Wisconsin Rapids Police and Fire Commission will meet at 7:30 a.m. in the first floor conference room at City Hall. The Central Wisconsin Economic Development Fund, Inc. will meet at 1:30 by teleconference. The Town of Grand Rapids Public Works Committee will meet at 2:15. The McMillan Memorial Library Board of Trustees will meet at 5 p.m. in the McCourt Conference Room at the library. The Central Wisconsin State Fair Board Subcommittee will meet at 7 p.m. at the Hewitt Village Hall. In Portage County, the Land Records Modernization Committee will meet at 8 a.m., and the Housing Authority Board of Commissioners will meet at 3:45. In Adams County, the Drainage Board will meet at 10 a.m. The Housing Authority will meet at 2:30 at 350 East Liberty Street in Adams. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
down he goes.
Won't...
intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. It's the home finale against the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Our coverage begins at 4:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield on Wisconsin.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows around 39 tonight under mainly clear skies, southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, high of 60. Lows around 38 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 58.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this November 14th, 2023. I have your host, James J. Maloff, here. At 3:30, we're going to welcome in Lindsay Scheider, and let's talk real estate. Lindsay is the Director of Real Estate Development and Real Estate Professional with Coldwell Banker Sear Realtors. Looking forward to talking with her. Right now, our good friend, Lacey Ayling, Events and Engagement Director with our Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, with us in studio. Lacey, good to see you.
Good to see you.
How you been?
Good. How have you been?
Doing good over here. We appreciate you being here. Appreciate all the things the Chamber does for our community. In fact, this morning on the morning show, we were able to talk to a new business, Pack and Slip, Rapids Pack and Ship.
Yeah.
We talked with them today. That was really nice, getting to talk with them as a new Chamber member.
Absolutely.
They get to join us on the air for a good 10, 15 minutes and hang out for a little while. It was fun. It was nice talking with them. We had a really good conversation with them, and looking forward to talking about some other great things going on with our Chamber. Do you mind if we start with community events?
Sure.
Oh, because I'm dying to talk about these. That's cool.
I know. We have Rekindle the Spirit Parade.
Yes. Is it tomorrow?
Like, no.
It feels like it's...
It feels like it's tomorrow how much I've been talking and feeling like parade time. But yes, next week, the day before Thanksgiving, very excited. We did push back the registration. We want to include everyone. A lot of people have a lot of stuff going on and or didn't get the information right away. So we're absolutely still accepting parade participants. Okay. We'd love to have you. Very, very excited to be able to do this for the community and absolutely do the Santa visits after and some activities and some photos. Photo op opportunities, so very, very excited.
One of the things that I've noticed from some listeners when you and I get together is some of these signature events that we have in town. We have new members and new people in the community that aren't as familiar with these.
Yes.
When we're talking Rekindle the Spirit, we are talking about one of our signature events. But what is this event to a newcomer, to somebody that just moved here or something, to that person?
It is a great way to get out, learn a little bit more about the community, as well as kind of just fostering that unity that we want, that small town feel. We also want to be able to do the bigger things, you know, do those parades, and definitely welcome people that haven't maybe came out. I know sometimes it's hard. It's hard to get out there. It's hard to take the family. I get it. But absolutely coming out, you know, even just watching the parade, I'm very, very excited. It's my first one. So excited to do things. I want to grow things. I want to make things bigger. I want to leave a bigger impact. And very excited that we were able to get Phil from Quality Plus Printing. Mm-hmm. He is going to do, so we're going to have a photo with Santa and Mrs. Claus as well. And then also you'll be able to write letters to Santa and leave them there, do some Santa activities, and then also have a photo opportunity for your family. So not only with Santa, but you can also. So we're going to have a backdrop and you can sit and then I'll be taking pictures. I can take it with your phone and then as well as my phone. And then you'll be putting your name in this little basket and then we will pick three. And then Quality Plus is going to sponsor a 25 pack of family greeting cards for them. So very, very excited. I'm very happy to have Phil's support. I love doing things like that. And as a mom, you're always taking the pictures. Mm. You're not in them. So looking back, I want to make sure that they have that opportunity. Have that keepsake and that thing to remember, oh, we did that at Rekindle. Mm-hmm. And then kind of just continuing things. That's important to me and close to my heart.
Oh, I love that. It's such a wonderful idea. I immediately think of my mother when you say something like that and her having to take so many pictures and her not in so many now. And
yes.
It's a nice thing to think of. It's a really smart added, bonus to this great event that we have. And I look forward to it being a part of things in the, going forward here with Rekindle the Spirit. I believe it will be.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do this very often on the air, but off air, we're going to have to talk. You got you got the clauses. Like,
yes.
Pam and I have been trying to get them on Midday Magazine for years, and we have not been able to get them.
I'm so excited. Like, it was funny when he, so he came in the office, we could meet, and I ran around, like, I'm not even kidding, like Will Ferrell, and I was like, Santa's coming! Santa is coming! And
I know him!
My coworkers are like, what are you talking about? Like, closing their door, and I'm like, Santa's going to be here. Like,
it's exciting.
Yeah, And I love the holidays. I love doing anything where I can bring people together. So very excited, as well as I was working really hard to try to find a cookie sponsor. I think it's important to gather on the table, make those memories. And I was able to have a food truck donate some Mexican cookies. So kind of bring in some different things. I think it's not, you know, it's not only just the one culture. I want to try to unify everything. Even with us being a smaller community, it is very diverse. So I think it's important to make sure that everyone has a voice and everyone has opportunities to grow and try new things. So I'm very, very excited about I love cookies. I love food. So I'm excited.
I'm with you on this. And as somebody who grew up on Mexican cookies, the Mexican family that live next door to us, oh my God, they're so good. You guys
I've
are going to love them.
One.
Oh, you guys
never
are going to love
one.
Them.
She sent me pictures
them.
And I was like, oh, I just really want to do cookies. And then she's like, well, I'd be willing to donate these for the kids. And I was like, oh, what is it? And then she's like, yeah, we're going to have it on our food truck. So I was like, I love it. Let's do this.
And as a side note, they're different enough to where you'll enjoy them, but they're not different enough to where they're a cookie. Mm-hmm. You're going to be okay. Yes. You take the chance, try them. Yes. You're going to enjoy them.
Very excited.
An event like this, as we're kind of wrapping up, talking about Rekindle the Spirit, one of the things that has always stood out to me, and not just me, but to businesses in this area as well, is, this is a great event. It's fun to come together. This is one of those events where it's so much about just being a part of it and showing that you're a part of it.
Absolutely.
You brought up the unity end of this, and I think that's a key part of this event.
Yes, and even with just, it's very fun because the sponsors, so this year I wanted to do a little bit, we do their logos go on the presents of different things. So I wanted to change it up, make it a little bit nicer, and kind of tailor it towards the sponsors, the colors of their business, their logos. So very excited to show my idea that I kind of was like, we're going to see how it works, see if Stacy likes it. And she did. Nice. But yeah, definitely want to thank Enbridge, Paper City, Savings, Solaris, Renaissance by Renz, Hotel Mead for being the place that we can do all of these wonderful things. Erco, High Gear Promotions, Novus Glass, Wisconsin River Orthopedics, Clarity Care, Becker & Coombe, Tricor Insurance, Wisconsin Rapid City Times, U.S. Bank, Ho-Chunk Gaming and Acusa. Big shout out to Quality Plus Printing for their help in this. And then Chips, Hamburgers, Ida's, and Express Recycling. Mm-hmm. So very
all great
excited.
Businesses.
Yes, and I'm so excited to show them what I came up with. So I'm going to be making sure I sent them all the flyers, and I definitely want to make sure we spread the word, get people out there, just enjoying what this community has to offer.
Looking forward to this event. It is coming up Wednesday, November 22nd, 5:45 to 7:30 in downtown Wisconsin Rapids.
Yes.
We'll be talking about this as we get closer to it on our shows and making sure that everybody knows about it and when it's coming up. Just a couple days later, in fact, right after Thanksgiving, you've got Small Business Saturday kicking off.
Yes, Small Business Saturday. So we have 38 businesses that are participating. We will be delivering those this week out to the businesses that have chose to want to spotlight their business. And then also there'll be raffle baskets. So we'll be obviously getting those out to everyone and then bringing those in. But very excited to get out there, support those small businesses that you may not have been to, you may have not been in there, use the opportunity to get in there. Some you have to make purchases, but for the majority, you do not. And definitely get out there and get those stamped, get them turned into the chamber, going for the running for those raffle baskets, and definitely spend time with family. Use it to get together. You don't get to see your family members the most amount of time that you'd love to. So definitely take the time, get out there, go to those 38 businesses, and just make sure that you get it stamped. Definitely reach out, if you have any suggestions, places you think we should go to. We tried to keep them close together. So you weren't going all over the place. You could go to, park and then walk, till, five or six at the same time. But we're very, very excited. Obviously fun time of the year to do all these things, and who doesn't love supporting small businesses?
Yeah. People love the passport end of this. They really get into that. They fight, love the challenge. This time of year, it's fun to have, these kind of events that get us out of the house and get us moving around before the colder months and really winter comes and all these things. That's a fun part of this. But you really hit it on the head, the part that I hear from the community so much about this event, the small business part of this and supporting small business. And the part of that, too, that I think doesn't get lost in the shuffle necessarily, but is a key part of this is 38 local businesses. So what are the odds that every single person doing this knows all 38 of those? There are going to be pretty good odds that there's at least three or four, if not more than that, that you just haven't come across. I always use the Little Pink Restaurant as an example with my family and I. That's a restaurant. It's pink. It's in Wisconsin Rapids. It's pretty hard to miss that restaurant. But we lived here for a good 5-10 years before we knew about it. Once my parents did know about it, they went there as much as they could. They loved that place. But we didn't know about it for a long time until we moved to that part of town. There's a good chance that these businesses, you may not know some of them. So here's a wonderful opportunity to maybe find your new local favorite business, you know, that you just didn't even know about. Let alone, of course, no matter what, whether you go to these businesses and you do purchase things or you even ever come back. You know of them. The next time somebody references, but I've got to ship something. I don't know where to ship it. Oh, I stopped over at Rapids Pack and Ship. You're going to know a business. You can reference it. You can support local.
Yes.
You don't just support local businesses with your dollars and cents. That means a lot and may be the number one factor. But it doesn't end there. With word of mouth, with telling your friends and family about these businesses, that goes a long way in supporting local as well.
Absolutely. It costs $0 to support local businesses. Yep. You can share their Facebook page. You can take a picture of the Christmas things they have in there and post it on your page. You can take a picture, you know, you can make a TikTok reel. You could make anything that you want to do. And I think it really is amazing that, you know, the difference that you can make just by going into these places. A lot of them, those are homemade crafts. I love the big businesses too. I get that they can, you know, sometimes we can't rival with some of the things that they can have, but those things are handmade by someone who loves, you know, they've spent time learning that craft. And I think that we should not overlook. I get that, you know, I understand that things are hard, times are tough, you know, money sometimes doesn't go as far as you'd like it to, but you're supporting someone in this community so they can take care of their family, so they can stay here, so they can make those connections. And I think that it's really important to make sure that you don't forget that you can make a difference. It doesn't have to be, you know, you don't have to spend hundreds of dollars there. You can just literally share a picture like, oh, I think you'd like this, or look at all these things that they have. I think especially with the holidays, it's like it's those little things. Like, you know, a lot of them, they can, if you have those specific interests, they can do personalized things and you're going to get them and that money's staying here. You know, it's supporting a family that, you know, you may live next to or you may shop with and your kids may go to school with, and you're helping that family. And I think that that's huge. I definitely don't get lost in that. So
whether it's Small Business Saturday or any other time that you're going to these businesses too, share your experience online, put it on your social media feed, put on there, hey, I had a great time over at so-and-so, and you know, Quality Plus Printing was really able to help me out with this. I was in a tight spot, they were able to help me out. Put that on social media. You know, it's your own commercial.
Absolutely.
You're doing a commercial for them, and it goes a lot farther than you might realize.
Absolutely.
When it comes to Small Business Saturday, are people able to still be a part of this event?
So that one, she's full. So
all right.
All the spots got filled, but yeah, absolutely participate in it. Get out there, see what it's about. Take one of your kids with you, take your parent, take a family member, and just spend some time together making those memories and getting around, going and just having a little bit of fun. And you don't have to spend money at every one of them. You can just go there, you can just walk around, maybe you can browse, maybe right now isn't a good time for you. But definitely, you know, commit those things to memory, and then you can still drop it off and still go in, you know, to win them. So I think it's, even if you don't have a huge way to help, you're still getting out there and you could still, you know, have a chance to win one of those 38 baskets.
Those baskets got some nice prizes in there,
yes.
Huh? Got some nice stuff in there.
I think it's, some of them were like up to $50
nice.
In each basket. So definitely a fun opportunity. And then the more places that you go, the more chances you have to win.
We're speaking with Lacey Ayling from the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. And Lacey, I see that we've got the Nakusa Hometown Christmas Parade kicking off next month. It's going to really start next month.
Yes, it's going to start December off the right way, right? So we have the parade and then the fireworks display after that. Very, very excited. I love fireworks. Getting to talk to someone with Highland Fireworks, he was so passionate that I think it just made me very excited to watch them. He really wants it to be cold out so that we see more of a great show. And so does Santa. They both want it to be cold. So
I also have a feeling that we're going to know a Lacey event if it has fireworks. Like, we're going to know the events that you had your hands on.
I think we should really have fireworks at every event, but that's just me.
I like like it.
I love the extra, I love just the little details. That's huge to me. Yeah. So definitely very excited. Obviously, we're partnering with the Four Nakusa with Heather. So doing a lot of things. There's Santa, you know, there's going to be other activities to do in Nakusa as well with the Santa visits, as well as the lights. That's going to kick it off. And then we're going to have, obviously, our wonderful parade. So definitely, if you want to showcase your business, it's $35 for a member, $45 for a non-member for both of those parades. And we would love to see you, love to have you, love to be a part of it. So I think it's really, really great. Obviously, you're going to have your business going right down the main drag. So everyone's going to see you. And I think it's a great way to give back and be active in this community.
For those that haven't experienced it before, I've been on both sides of this. And it kicks off at 5:15 at the Nakusa Library on Bueller Avenue, ends at Goodfellas Pizza.
Yes.
For people that have been in Nakusa, you understand exactly what Lacey's telling you there. By those that goes right down the main drag, and I've seen years where we didn't know that that business was new. We didn't even know they were around. You see them in the parade. That's how you know about them. There's also just seeing businesses that you're familiar with, you know, and that you know and come to love, and seeing them about. This time of year is so great for these things. It's a nice reminder of shopping at places maybe you haven't been to in a while, or a reminder of how much you appreciate a business that you do go to quite a bit.
Yes, and a lot of these ones, they're also very, very active in the chamber. So they are keeping their money local, and they are participating in our events. They are making sure that we have these things to go to, things to do with your family, where you don't have to just sit at home and watch Netflix all day, which you can absolutely do in wintertime. Right. But definitely getting out there and making memories with your family, taking those pictures, having things to look back on. I think it's just wonderful.
The parade is a great time. It's a lot of fun. And then, of course, your signature thing, the fireworks. It's fireworks. Those are fun. This time of year, it's a lot of fun. We talked about this the last time, the quiet of the winter night or a fall night and everything. It just seems like fireworks take over the sky that much more, the sound of them and everything. But there's fireworks, and then there's fireworks at Riverside Park, which are just a whole different thing. It's so beautiful over there. It's such a great park, such a great atmosphere, and this is just so tailored for fireworks. So you're going to really enjoy them over there.
Very picturesque with the water in the background, and then you've got the Riverside lights. I think it's a great way to, I mean, especially with everyone being so social media focused, I really want to get drones. That's my 2024 goal.
That's a good idea.
Is to get drones for these events and to show how big it can be in such a small town, because there's huge cities that do not have firework displays after parades. So I think it's really great that we can do that here. We can get, we can bring everyone in, spend that time together. And I think it's just fun. I love fireworks. Yeah. I think it's just, it's such a good way to just end it off and just kick off, and kick off the season and just be a part.
It's going to be a fun event if you want to be a part of it. Lacey, how can they do that?
Yes, so absolutely reach out to me. You can either call me, you can stop in the chamber. You can absolutely reach out to communications@wisconsinrapidschamber.com, as well as my direct line, which is 715-422-4859. Or you can just call the office and they'll absolutely put you through to me.
We've got some other things coming up, some upcoming workforce programs and events. Women in Business Luncheon is right around the corner.
Today.
It's today. I'm sorry. Yeah, it was today. I knew it as I was saying it out loud. I'm like, wait a minute. It's today, isn't it?
It's sold out.
Yeah.
We're very, very excited. I hope that they weren't able to do this for a while in the past. So it didn't happen. I think there was some conflict of times, and then also we're trying to do a lot of things in a very short amount of time. So I think just it was one that maybe was on the back burner that, I mean, clearly it shouldn't have been, because it's sold out.
Yeah.
And we're very, very excited. Mrs. Wisconsin is going to speak. And I think that she has, I think someone that comes, that has so much, it's like, she's like a tree. There's so many branches off of her with being a veteran's wife, with being a mother, being a nonprofit owner, being a business owner, being a financial advisor. And I think that she has so many different ways. So I think that, I think she'll be very relatable, to people. And I think that that is wonderful, because I know sometimes it's hard when you're listening to someone speaking and you can't relate.
Yeah.
So I think that the fact that she has so many different things going on, she's still been very successful while obviously being able to, obviously, moms are the ultimate multitaskers.
Yep.
We are doing so many different things at the same time. And I think that she is very successful at it. And she's beautiful. She's gorgeous. I mean, look at that headshot. And I was like, I am going to need to wear a lot of makeup and do my hair today.
You are fine.
I have to make sure. I'm like, I'm going to be next to her. But yeah, very excited. A lot of wonderful sponsors. I mean, Wisconsin Rapid City Times, Ho-Chunk, Gaming Nakusa. We're holding it at Mid-State, Enbridge, Midwest Communications. And then as well as we have Chatterbox. And she's been around 25 years. That's another wonderful woman in business, as well as a veteran. I made sure I messaged her for Veterans Day. And I think it's wonderful to have it. It's like there's so many different wonderful people in that room. And I'm not surprised it sold out. I'm very, very proud of Laura.
And hoping to see this again next year and in the future in going forward here and everything, because I think obviously with the it selling out and that, you see the importance of something like this. I also think of this area being really perfect for this. I don't know if it gets talked about or noticed as much, but as an outsider, sometimes you see things, other people that are just too close to things. My mother noticed this right away when we moved to this town. We moved here. Rapids had a female mayor. A woman mayor, you know, like that we didn't, most of the places we lived, you didn't see that always. We've seen a lot of women in high positions in this area for a good amount of time. You look at a lot of our nonprofits, a lot of our businesses, those are being run by women and have been. And it's not something that is, I think, as noticed when you're so close to it. But we have had a lot of that in this area.
Absolutely. I mean, Jen Allen, she's Boys and Girls Club. We've got, obviously, Stacey Heavey, our fearless leader at the Chamber. I mean, we've got a lot of wonderful women, a lot of wonderful men, too, that are in these positions. It's very nice to shed a spotlight just on, on this.
We just don't see that as often as we'd like to. And when you see a Terry Johns at the United Way or any of these people that are running these things, it's noteworthy. So right now, McMillan Library has a female head over there. WRCT has a woman in charge over there. Yeah. Seeing more and more of this stuff, it's all the more important reason to have workshops and things like this for you guys to be able to get together and figure out how to make things better, because a lot of us men have messed things up.
I don't know about that.
I'm just joking. I did want to lead into Off the Clock. I did have a segue there, but I lost it. We do have Off the Clock coming up, and that is kind of one of our last things to touch on.
Yes.
A good event going on over at Knutson's R&V.
Yeah, Kunis. I always say it wrong.
Did I say Knutson's? I meant Kunis RV.
I always want to say Coons, but it's Kunis.
Kunis.
I always want to make sure that I slow down when I say it. Mm-hmm. But very excited. I love campers. I think that I just love getting outside, doing things. I'm a huge advocate. I would love to be off grid. I always tell my kids that we're going to live in a camper down by the river, and they say to wait until they move out. But I love it. I've told Stacy I'm going to hide in the camper showers and they just pop out when people are going through tours during the Chamber.
You got to tell me if you do that.
I'm going to try. Well, she'll try to stop me. I guarantee it. But very excited. Open to the public. It's free to attend. So come out, come network, come, meet the ambassadors of the Chamber, come meet the Chamber staff, come and see, obviously they're a newer business. They took over Fatheads. So they're really passionate about, small town feel. Obviously, when they're a bigger business coming in, I think they definitely they got to do those things that, we can see them and we can see the visibility with them. So very excited. Raffle prizes. There'll be appetizers, a technician presentation. I'm hoping that he's going to talk about winterization of campers. I think that's important. I don't think that I'm a lifelong learner. So I think
I'm with you.
Yeah. It's interesting to learn and understand how to do those kind of things because, you're not always going to be able to call someone. So definitely excited to do that. And obviously Martina, I think her name is Martina. Martina. So she runs it over there. So another woman.
Very cool. Hey, there we go.
Maybe that was where you were going.
That was the segue I had. Yes. Off the Clock happening over at Kunis RV, 4 to 6, 8410 Highway 13 in Wisconsin Rapids. We'll talk about this and let people know about it in our morning shows. As we're wrapping up, just got about a minute left, Lacey. We did want to mention Investor of the Month.
Yes, Investor of the Month. That's Rotello So she does like the rainbow type vacuum cleaner things, and she does a lot of things over there. It helps with, like, you know, obviously with it being wintertime, you're not having the windows open, you're not getting a lot of that fresh air, and she does a lot of that kind of stuff. She's also been very active in our downtown Grand Affair as well as Cranberry, where she's always had little vendor spaces there. So very excited to have her, and definitely check her out. She's our profile picture on our Facebook page. So
you can see
your happy smile.
Find out more about Rotello Home Solutions, everybody. Make sure to do that. We don't really have time for the new investors.
No, I know.
I apologize for that. But real quickly, if you want to run through some of them.
Yes, Caribou Coffee, River City Supply Company, Sudsy Car Wash, The Kellner House, World Travel Escape, Grace's Restaurant, and Office Lounge are the newest sign up.
Nothing but amazing businesses right there. Those are all fantastic businesses. We encourage you to shop at check out. I go to Grace's all the time. I love Caribou. All of these great places. Yeah. Encourage you to check them out and find out more at the Chamber's website, WisconsinRapidsChamber.com, WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. Lacey, if people want to get in touch with you, how can they do that?
Absolutely. Call the either the Chamber, or you can send me an email at communications@WisconsinRapidsChamber.com. If you want to call the office, 715-423-1830, or me direct, 715-422-4859.
Thanks for the time, Lacey.
Thank you.
We'll take a quick break. Come back with more of Midday Magazine right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
A new head coach.
We got one objective and one goal, is to play for a championship.
A talented backfield.
Braylon Allen does it again.
And a defense that just...
Down he goes.
Won't...
Intercepted. He's gone.
Stop.
Another turnover forced.
Join us Saturday. It's the home finale against the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Our coverage begins at 4:30 on your home for Wisconsin football.
It's about effort. It's about intensity.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield on Wisconsin.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Folks are gearing up to hit the road for Thanksgiving Day travel. Gas Buddy says there's an 8% increase of people planning to travel this year versus 2022, but some people are choosing not to travel because of prices. The national average price of gas is projected to drop to $3.25 per gallon. That'll save travelers $573 million during holiday travel compared to last year. The cheapest gas in Wisconsin Rapids today is still $2.91. It's been about a month since Avelo flights have been taking to the skies from Central Wisconsin Airport to Orlando. More flights are what people have been asking for, and now the airport is busier than normal. Many say because it's a shorter drive, closer to home, and offers cheaper flights. And the Central Wisconsin Airport isn't done. Orlando could be just the beginning. Possible added future destinations include Fort Myer, Phoenix, and Las Vegas. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Lows around 39, tonight under mainly clear skies, southwest winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, high of 60, lows around 38 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 58.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this November 14th, 2023, 3:30 on the clock. You have your host, James J., and it's time to talk real estate. Let's talk real estate with our good friends, Cole Banker, see at Realtor. We have Lindsay Scheider with us, Director of Real Estate Development and Real Estate Professional. Lindsay, how you been?
I've been well. How are you, James?
Doing good. Doing good. Thanks so much for joining us. I think by now you've dealt with me enough to know how much I love talking to you guys and I love talking real estate. I don't really know a whole lot about real estate, but I learn from you guys and I love learning. So we have a lot of fun and enjoy the time, and I know our listeners do as well. Lindsay, I know how busy you are, so if you don't mind, I want to jump right into things. And I thought that it'd be fun to kind of dive into the technology aspect of this. And let's start right there. How is technology leveraged to make the consumer's experience top-notch when it comes to your clients?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's quite interesting, but from buying to selling, technology really continues to transform the way that we as real estate professionals conduct business and connect with our clients. And we're in this space, you know, even just coming off of the pandemic, about how we had to adapt and change when everyone was, you know, staying at home and staying away from others. And that lended to some of the ways that it has changed our industry and how agents can now go mobile. You know, it's allowing us to move as fast as the customer and the market requires. And then also kind of a positive thing, working with customers and clients at a distance has just become so much simpler and easier on a day-to-day.
It seems like one of the industries that when we talk about technology and how much it's changed the work environment, it's one of the industries I don't think we think about it as much right away, but it's real estate has more than a lot of other industries been affected by technology.
Well, we were definitely considered an essential industry. So we as agents, we never stopped working. Of course, we took precautions as necessary during the pandemic, but it was just, I guess I like to look at the positives that came out of that and mm-hmm. how that changed what we were able to do and how we were able to serve customers and clients, whether they were in a different state or maybe they were on vacation or maybe they just didn't feel comfortable being in person. We now have those tools coming off of that season of time that we can use at our disposal, which is great.
And one of my favorite phrases is necessity is the mother of invention. And I'm a big believer in silver linings, and we got a lot of silver linings out of the last 5-10 years, whether it was mm-hmm. the pandemic related or the housing market or any of these things. Technology has been one of those silver linings. You have an ability now, I think more than ever, it's not a coincidence that we've seen the rise of technology in real estate, and we've seen some some really highs in the real estate industry. People can see built houses easier now. People can see things more. Mm-hmm. It used to be, you know, not that long ago, if I lived in California and I wanted to move to Wisconsin, I probably had to, you know, travel out here to look at a home physically. I can just do that online now. Some, you know, just simple things like that have changed the industry so much.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that is where our consumers are still searching. They're still searching online for properties. And by all means, to your point, you know, the consumer can search for properties on their own and be able to see some fantastic photos and information about the property. But really, to make the most of your real estate search, it's important to kind of make that smart decision for yourself to decide to work hand in hand with a trained professional, obviously from Coldwell Banker, to assist with your home buying needs. And that's going to allow you to get direct access to all the homes that are listed as soon as they become available. The really cool thing is that you know, a new listing pops onto the market, becomes active, and by choosing to work with a real estate professional, you're able to review that within minutes of that going live. That's really the power of partnering with a trusted Coldwell Banker agent to, you know, elevate your real estate experience, to have someone that is really listening to what you need and want and working hard for you. And then also leveraging the power that we have with our local and our statewide multiple listing services, or people like to call it the MLS. But it is kind of the go-to resource for us agents to be in the know about everything. And then obviously be able to share that with our customers and clients.
You know, to speak to this point, Lindsay, how often do you tell your clients in different people when they are selling a home, or I should say when they are buying a home, that timing is so important, and getting in and being one of the first people to get a, you know, your bid in can oftentimes be the difference of getting a home and not.
Yeah, absolutely. We just went through a season of market where you couldn't be fast enough. Mm. And that was one of the things where, I mean, if you see a property that's interesting to you, your first contact should be your Coldwell Banker agent. You know, your agent can get you more information on the property, more than what's offered to the public on any, you know, internet site. We can research any questions that you have, arrange a time for you to tour the property. And even to your point, going back to kind of the technology aspect of offering the option of a virtual house tour. A lot of consumers don't realize that that's an option. But if someone is out of town or busy with life, or you just can't be present for that showing, it's just another example of how we're using technology to our advantage to be as timely and to be, you know, to provide that top-notch customer service of what our customers need and how can we get that for them.
You know, there's even in just this brief conversation, Lindsay, there's things that I think that I and others out there don't think about with this subject. So there's so many like layers to it when it comes to that as well. There's stuff that you're just not going to think of always. And it's important to, you know, reach out to the good people over Coldwell Banker and trust them that they're going to see stuff that you don't always see. It's their job. It's what they do. It's, you know, it's important.
Mm-hmm. Sorry to interrupt you. I just wanted to mention one thing that just popped in my brain is that obviously as people are looking online, because they do that, even if they have the assistance of an agent, that when you are clicking online to understand that when you're clicking on a property or you somehow show that you have interest in a property, there is probably a chance that there is going to be some agent that is going to be reaching out to you, contacting you, because you've now said in some way, clicked or sent something that you have interest. And making sure that you partner with the agent that you think is the most qualified, like I mentioned before, just someone who is going to listen to you and be working on your behalf. That's why that becomes so important, that you're not just hooked up with whatever agent happens to be, you know, responding to that click that you made.
Yeah. And Lindsay, I we don't have to get too into the weeds into this and everything, but I'm a little curious. There is information that is available to you that isn't necessarily made public. What type of information are we talking about?
Well, we have resources as far as if a property is listed, there is documentation that listing agent has received directly from the seller or from other resources such as the county or the township that property is a part of. And so some of that information is already provided from the listing agent, but then also our resources as an agent to be able to research and get the any questions that you have answered, you know, very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a great answer, Lindsay. Nice work. That's exactly what I was looking for. When it comes to how technology has changed how agents work, when it comes to all the paperwork that it takes to sell or purchase a property, some of that stuff, how has it helped or assisted you in your work?
Yeah, we definitely have digital platforms, software, all at our fingertips. I mean, it really has changed. You know, years back, you'd have your stack of papers that you're meeting with someone in person to sign and do all of those steps. And these software programs are allowing us to kind of convert those stacks of papers and contracts into a digital platform, being able to share them easily, even sign them through email and digital signature programs. And that can all be done with just a matter of a few clicks from our customers. So it really does you know, add some ease to that process of when we need to get something signed or someone's busy at work, it can be sent right to their email for us to present those documents, talk through those documents, make sure we understand, but then can be more easily signed. And then another great thing is that the consumer immediately will get a digital copy of those signed documents for their records so that they know what they signed, they have those in front of them for, you know, future, records.
Well, it's so important too, having those records and that collection. It's in your day-to-day life, things get busy and you misplace things and you lose things all the time. And then there's when you're moving, there's stuff that you put in a box, you know that you labeled it and everything, and you still can't find it, you know, a month or two after you've moved into your new place. I've moved a lot, Lindsay, so I know what I'm talking about on this one. the idea of having that digital copy, it may not seem like that big of a deal, but that is such a great backup. You have your paper copy, you have the digital copy. This is important information that you're going to need one day, and having that stuff, knowing where it is, mm-hmm. Even just knowing, oh, gosh, I don't know where it is, but I do know I can lean on my real estate agent to help me find that information. Or maybe you have a backup or something along those lines. The digital part of that part of this is really key, but also the realtor part of it is really key as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, absolutely. We have records that we save on file. So if there was any question or you know, can't find that email or that digital copy that you were sent, you can always reach out to your real estate professional and they will have a copy of that for you as well. Yes.
Lindsay, you're doing an amazing job on this end of things. Now, I want to throw a little bit of a curve at you. When it comes to selling a home, how does technology play a role in the marketing part of things?
I mean, our Coldwell Banker family of companies, we offer full service marketing. So we're making sure that we're going the extra mile to make sure that we're maximizing the exposure of our clients' properties. And, we're definitely using the power of our international brand of Coldwell Banker, mm-hmm. Along with the technology and the wide reach of the internet, social media to spread the word. And, not to mention our suite of technology products, such as digital assets, single property websites, those are available for each and every Coldwell Banker listing. So we're really excited about that.
Yeah, that is a wow right there. That is a lot of power, a lot that you can offer your clients, and not everybody can. And we talk about this when it comes to social media and other aspects of the modern world and really all of that. Taking advantage of it is one of the differences of the businesses that are maintaining and surviving and doing well and the ones that aren't. It just point blankly, it is something that you guys have done really early on and I've noticed, to JR over the years. Coldwell Banker has always been really on the forefront of this subject. And it certainly is a great asset, of course, when it comes to being able to sell your clients' homes. We are speaking with Lindsay Scheider, Director of Real Estate Development and Real Estate Professional over at our friends at Coldwell Banker. And Lindsay, one of the things that I think is so interesting about this subject is it's so changing. It's so evolving all the time, whether it's technology or real estate. Both in things are always growing and changing. How do you guys adapt to that? What are you proud of about that?
I mean, you are completely correct. We are in a constantly changing industry. Real estate is just always changing. And staying ahead of that requires constant learning and adapting to new ways of doing things. And really, that lends nicely to what we're talking about today with the technology and the way that we work. That's why at Coldwell Banker family of companies in Wisconsin Rapids, Town of Rome, and Adams Friendship area, we really focus on training and learning and being forward thinkers on how we can use things such as the technology that we're talking about today as an advantage to our clients. How can we use the tools at our fingertips to make to really elevate the experience of our customers and clients? That's really, you know, our goal is to just continue to provide the best customer service that we can each and every day.
You know, one of the first things I learned from JR is how real estate is such a reputation business. And so much of it from the dawn of the first home sold to now, Your reputation is a key part of this industry. And one of the biggest things that stood out to me about the reputation of Coldwell Banker is this, is the idea of being ahead of things, not only in when it comes to advertising or selling your business or anything, but the different techniques, the different law changes, so many things that I don't know anything about because I'm not in real estate, but I've learned about from the years of talking with you and the team over there, that I've even picked up on. And I'm not a realtor or you know, even looking to buy a home necessarily right now. But I've learned so much from just talking to you guys over the years. That's just in talking. I can't imagine the amount of information that's actually in your brains and that you do know. And and how often you do have to keep up on this stuff and how ever-changing it is. I think a lot of people on the outside looking in would look at real estate and, well, I'm sure there's been some changes, but not that many. This is an industry that even in our conversation today, it may have grown and changed.
Yes, definitely. I mean, our customers, our clients, you know, even our casual acquaintances and friends, they all look to us for the latest information and the best advice on home purchases, sales, the market, and what's going on with that. That'd be a perfect, you know, segue for us to even just kind of dig into a little bit of the local information about our market conditions.
Yeah.
And if you're cool with that, we could
jump right into Wisconsin
Rapids.
Let's go right into it.
Okay, awesome. So first I want to talk about like the active listings in the greater Wisconsin Rapids area. We have 32 active listings right now, five of which have had a recent price reduction. So we do have some homes that are sitting on the market a little bit longer. And we have seen that the excessive bidding wars that we were experiencing before have subsided a little bit. Of course, depending on the type of property, we do have some types of properties that have low inventory and still a very, very high demand, causing some competition. But these numbers are actually very similar as far as the active inventory as to what we had available in the inventory last month. So we have a steady, not that we have the same, you know, 30 some listings. We do have some things that are happening in the market as well. We have 38 properties that are now under contract in the greater Wisconsin Rapids area, and with that average days on market being 42 days. So it is slowly increasing as far as the days on market, a little bit longer than we have been experiencing, which is typical. In the fall and in the winter, we do see a natural flow in the real estate industry. So that is typical of our Wisconsin weather and seasonal changes.
With the ever-changingness that we've been talking about, especially if you expand that to the last 5-6 years, it's kind of nice to see some consistency. It's a little nice to see that. Some familiar.
Yeah, absolutely.
How is that?
Go ahead.
I was just going to ask how that compares with Rome, but what did you have?
Oh, I just wanted to mention one more thing about Rapids is our average sold price year to date in Rapids here, so from January through the end of October, it's still creeping up. And our average sold price right now is just under 197. So that number has been steadily increasing, and it is still creeping up even when we were looking at it and talking about it last month. And we're still seeing 101 list to sales price ratio. So we're still selling really close to or slightly above those asking prices in the Wisconsin Rapids market.
Good to know. Very good to know. So, Lindsay, how does this how does Rapids and how does that compare with Rome, or what are some stats that we have in the Rome area?
Yeah. So Rome, we have currently 19 active listings in the town of Rome. This is higher than we've had in a while. We only have one property with a recent price reduction and three properties that currently have an accepted offer. The average days on market in Rome is 47 days, so really close to Rapids. We're right in the, you know, 40 days, 40 to 50 day market. And if we expand those accepted offers, we have 9 total properties that are under contract. So 6 are in a pending status set to close, and then 3 of them are just recent accepted offers.
Lindsay, good information about the Rome area. Appreciate that. What about Adams Friendship area that you cover?
So Adams Friendship area currently has 17 active listings. We have one recent price reduction that's happened on those active listings. And we have 13 properties that are under contract currently. Our average days on market in the Adams Friendship area is just about double what we're seeing in the Wisconsin Rapids and Rome area at 86 days on market, days on market on average. So this market time has increased, slightly over time, and we're now at the 86 days. The average sold price in Adams area is just over $200,000, $207,000. This has hardly changed at all since we reviewed this information, you know, last month together. So to me, that is an indicator that the market is stabilizing. We're seeing properties selling at about 98% of the list price, so just slightly below asking price. And we're kind of seeing that average sold price be pretty consistent. I don't know how consistent we can say just 2 months of data, but still, based on the steep increase that we were having. So I think that sellers are understanding the shift in the market and listening to their trusted real estate professionals about pricing, which has had an added trickiness as the market is shifting and changing. So it's exciting to still see that we have that continued appreciation across our central corridor of the state.
With some of the craziness over the last year or two with the real estate industry of you know, how much some of these houses were going for and some of that, I think there was a lot of people out there that were curious to see how this would play out and, you know, what would happen with it kind of evening out, if you will, and balancing. And now that we are finally kind of seeing that, it's to me seems like all the more reason why we need to go to trusted realtors and when it comes to this subject matter. And I'm curious too, Lindsay, when it comes the last couple of minutes we're hanging out here and everything, what have you seen and your team seen as far as in our area of the state, our corridor of the state?
Well, we're still seeing activity, even though we're kind of late into the fall, as I know the temps don't seem to be agreeing with the fact that we're in the middle of November here, but that we are entering kind of what we would consider a winter market. We're still seeing some activity. So I guess my advice to any buyer entering the market would be just to be working with a real estate professional and their lender to make sure that they're getting any financing details in order so that they can be ready to take action on a property that they wish to purchase. And, our agents would love to offer their expert guidance to help you take the next steps into, your journey of homeownership. And on the flip side, if you're looking to sell, just remember to call Coldwell Banker Family of Companies. We have locations in Wisconsin Rapids, the town of Rome, and Adams Friendship, and we would be overjoyed to assist with a free market analysis to help you figure out exactly what your home is worth in this changing market that is, as we've been talking about, is constantly changing. So we're here to help.
When it comes to a lot of industries, especially the real estate industry, there is so much that can change and happen that we may not even know about. It's important to trust people that are, it's their job. It's what they do. It's their passion. Reaching out to the team over at Coldwell Banker or your realtors is only going to benefit you when it comes to buying or selling your home. Lindsay, we've talked about a lot today. If people have follow-up questions, want to know more about some of what we discussed, how can they reach you?
Absolutely. So our Wisconsin Rapids office, Coldwell Banker Seward Realtors, the best phone number is 715-424-4800. Just a reminder to everyone that we do also have an office in the town of Rome. That's Coldwell Banker Advantage. The number there is 715-325-7335. And then finally, our office in Adams Friendship area, which is Coldwell Banker Belva Parr. The number there is 608-339-2977.
Always good talking with you, Lindsay. Looking forward to next month already. Thank you for the time.
Thank you, James.
We'll have more Midday Magazine for you tomorrow right here on WFHR, locally grown radio.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.